All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody okay?
Good.
I'm doing okay. Kids still have good attitudes, and I'm happy about that. As long as we can keep a good attitude, that's positive for us. You know, we had somewhat of a situational practice yesterday. Didn't have a script or anything. We just threw it out there and let them play, and some good teaching situations came up during the course of the afternoon that we talked to them about and pointed out some things, and so we felt good about it. Ended up ending it really with live on the goal line of where we were tackling, and so this is the first time we tackled in camp. But I think that they enjoyed that, you know, because on the goal line it's kind of constricted a little bit. But they went at it pretty good and enjoyed. Both sides ended up having some success on a play or two. So it was good that way. Now today, you know, this afternoon's practice is the last practice that we'll have here at St. Joe this year. And so we're going to move back down to Arrowhead and continue practice down there. But overall, the university has done a really good job of looking after us and accommodating us to make camp a success. And so we appreciate all their efforts on that. We also appreciate the fans, the way that they've supported us, you know, during camp. And hopefully that support will continue, which I think it will. So I'm excited about that. But overall, I think the camp has been good. We've laid a good foundation, and now we have to continue to build on that foundation as we go forward and work our way to the regular season. But we feel decent about where we are right now and what the players have been able to do. So going into this game, you know, we're playing St. Louis, and both teams are Missouri-based teams, and play for the Governor's Cup, so that's something that we can get excited about. Playing on the road, something else that we talked to the guys about, the distractions of being on the road and trying to overcome some of those things. We'll continue to do that and through the game, as a matter of fact. So as we go into the game, there are a couple of guys who are not going to play, and those guys are these. Cyrus Gray, he's not playing. Ethan Johnson is not playing. Flowers will not play. Sheffield will not play. And Menzie will not play. Travis Daniels and Hemingway, they're trying to play. They were out there. They're doing a little bit every day, and they're getting a little bit better. So we'll see where they are as we approach game time. But those are the guys who are not going to play. But, you know, the team is excited about going on the road and trying to get done on the road some of those things that we talked about that we have to overcome, obstacles we have to overcome if we're going to be a good team during the course of the regular season. All right, with that, I'll open it up.
The tackling drill, did you have some guys that maybe stood out a little bit more when they got the chance to be in live fire and make it in?
No, well, not so much that guys stood out, but there was some good effort plays. There was a good effort play by Corey, 93. You know, he could have stood back and watched when Abe Elam had the back in his grasp, and if he had stood back and watched, it would have definitely been a touchdown. But he had a good effort play finished off the tackle to keep the guy out of the end zone, you know, so that was a good play and something that, you know, you could point out and teach about. I thought the energy was good, you know, during that drill. You know, the offense, they scored a couple times, and so they felt good about that. And defensively, you have to try to be encouraged by the stops that you are able to make in that situation.
Coach, where are you right now?
Nope. He's still working to try to get better. I mean, I saw him this morning, and he's doing everything he can, and we're sending him to doctors, and we're trying different things to try to get it better. And it's getting better slowly, not fast enough, but all we can do is kind of hang on and see what happens.
Did that become more severe than this one thought?
No, I don't know. Not necessarily. It's just one of those things that they haven't been able to pinpoint exactly why he's not getting better as fast as we want him to get better.
If this was game one of the NFL season, would he maybe try to push it to play this week?
Well, that's only if he wanted to push it. You know, if he wanted to go try, then he would do that. But I don't think that realistically you could try to say, you know, whether he would or not right now. I wouldn't want to make that conjecture.
As you said, you're continuing camp in Kansas City, but this is your next week, but this is your last game here. Are you pretty satisfied with what you were able to get done in your 3 weeks up here?
Yes, I am. You know, I think we've laid a good foundation in all phases that we have to be concerned about, offense, defense, and special teams. And I've seen guys improve during the course of our time here. So, you know, that kind of lets me know that guys are paying attention, they're working to get better, and if they get better, then the team gets better.
Where are you guys at the end of this training camp compared to last year? There's been a lot of talk of, you know, missing the off-season workouts last year. Do you feel like this team is farther along than it was at this time last year?
Yes, I think so, because of the off-season program. We had one, you know, we had everybody in. Not everybody, but the majority of the guys in camp at the same time, you know. So I think that helps build the team chemistry. That helps bring the team along together. And so I would have to say we're in a better position this year than we were last year.
Romeo, picking your second quarterback, what are you looking for between Quinn and Stanley to kind of separate themselves? What do you need to see?
Well, I need to see the guy be able to take charge of the team that he has on the field with him, to be able to control and operate the offense efficiently, and then be able to make the throws that they need to make, make the correct checks at the line of scrimmage, you know, and all of those things that the quarterback has to do. And the guy who can do that the best and most efficiently, then, you know, we'll make him the second guy.
Today's walkthrough looked a little backwards to me. It looked like it was more emphasized on the second, third unit.
Well, you know, those guys, a lot of times they don't get many reps, you know, and so we thought we'd throw them a bone and give them a couple reps, because you never can tell when they're going to be in there, and when they're there, you want them to know what to do, and so we felt like this would be a good opportunity to give those guys some exposure.
Romeo, what is Menzies' injury?
A hip. He's got a hip flexor.
Has that been bugging him throughout camp?
A little bit.
A couple more guys. Do you plan on giving Stanzi any time with the ones with the first ring offense, or will he come in after they're already out?
He'll be the second guy in, and we'll see which line is in with him at that time.
Yeah, it's good. Just your itinerary, tomorrow you'll practice at Arrowhead, or you'll go to St. Louis?
No, we'll be at Arrowhead in the morning, and then we travel to St. Louis.
On Saturday or Friday night?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sometimes they've done day of games, it's so close.
Yeah, no,
we
don't. No, we don't. That's right. You don't have to be there day ahead and all that, but we're going to go tomorrow.
I didn't see Leon Williams out there this morning.
Leon has a personal matter he had to take care of today.
You feel better about your offensive line depth right now than you did at the beginning of camp?
Well, I think it's still the same, you know, because we talked about earlier that these young guys have to come on and develop and be contributors for us. And so I think that we're still evaluating that. But they've made some progress, but, you know, we have to find out if they're ready for prime time.
How's Jaleel looking?
He's making good progress because he's gotten a lot of exposure. You know, with Flowers being down, he's been out there and he's been competing and he's understanding the defense and what he has to do. So you gain more confidence in a guy when he's able to go do that.
How frustrating is it, Silas Gray? I mean, that was his problem in college, staying healthy, but kind of rearing his head here.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, injuries are part of this game, and I know that he'll work and try to do everything he can to get back. So we'll see when he gets healthy what happens.
All right, with Brown, has this been the longest you've seen him kind of in an outside role over the last few weeks, or when he first came in to see him? It seemed that most of the time he's in sub-pack if he's doing those things. It's kind of been the best look you've had at him
Yes. You know, the most time we've had at him at a corner position exclusively.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.